As of last month, the Public Service Commission has granted a rate increase for Grace and RECC, but has also ordered the utility to submit to a comprehensive audit of management practices. Andrew Melnikovich is the Director of Communication for the PSC. He says this isn't the first time the commission has looked into the company.
Well, in 2013, that was their prior rate case. The commissioners who were in office at the time were concerned about the fact that Grayson had allowed their financial condition to deteriorate to the extent that it had.
Grayson RECC needed a rate increase to maintain financial stability.
In examining the reasons for the rate increase and the need for a rate increase, found some evidence that Grayson had been not as careful as it should have been about trying to maintain control of its costs in terms of personnel costs.
In the 2013 directive, Melnikovich says the commission gave Grayson specific directions before the next rate case.
To take measures to control its costs, to bring its personnel costs in particular under control, and laid out sort of a list of issues there that the commission was concerned about that Grayson was supposed to address.
When the commission began looking back into Grayson in 2018, Melnikovich says the commission discovered the cooperative had effectively ignored the 2013 directive.
There were real issues with the quality of management of the cooperative, both in terms of the executives and the board of directors. And as a result of that, that is why the commission ordered Grayson to undergo what's called a focused management audit, which the commission will bring in an independent third-party consultant to examine Grayson's management and make recommendations for corrective action.
He says the commission saw evidence of gross mismanagement.
Specifically, those were issues like, for example, entering into a contract with the former attorney, outside counsel, not staff attorney, but outside counsel, for Grayson to pay that attorney and his wife's health insurance costs for the rest of their lives.
Melnikovich says this is a particular issue for Grayson, as the utility is a cooperative.
In the case of a cooperative, it doesn't have shareholders. What you've got are customers who are also the owners of the cooperative. So when the utility gets itself into financial trouble, the only recourse you really have is to recover that money from the customers.
However, cooperatives do have a system of capital credits.
Basically, a reflection of the value of the co-op and their share of that value. And when you leave as a customer, you get those capital credits paid out to you. Or if the utility's doing well, they will pay capital credits to their customers.
Melnikovich says Grayson's leadership must have been aware of this mismanagement because they approved it.
That's one of those things that's going to have to be sorted out in the management audit in terms of when exactly those decisions were made to pay those benefits and who was responsible for making those decisions, and to what extent was the board of directors and the upper management aware of that.
As per commission statute, Grayson will pay for any costs of the audit. For WMKY News, I'm Keneally Roberts.